Page 2. Exercise 2. Friendship among women and men. Part B. Listen again. According to Tannen, which of these things do male friends often do? M. And which do female friends often do? F. Write the correct letter.
All right, class. How was everyone's weekend? Did anyone get together with a friend? Yes, Jessica. What did you do?
Well, nothing much, really. Some of my girlfriends and I went out for lunch. We pretty much sat at a cafe and talked.
Uh-huh. What about?
You know, about nothing. And everything. Let's see. About my sister's new baby, and about when she could go back to work, and, you know, who should take care of the baby, things like that.
Okay. Now, what about the guys? Any of you get together with a friend?
A buddy and I went to a ball game.
Okay. What did you talk about?
The game? I mean, you know, when we're at the game, we... You know, talk about the players and what's going on in the game and...
Nothing else?
Well, not really. I mean, were we supposed to talk about something?
Perfect. Do you know what just happened, class? Jessica and George have just demonstrated for us the basic idea of today's lecture. That friendship between women is different from friendship between men. This is an idea put forward by Deborah Tannen in her book, You Just Don't Understand, Women and Men in Conversation. And that's what I'd like to talk about today. Now, Deborah Tannen is an author and linguist who has written about the relationships between men and women and why they often don't understand one another. According to Tannen, when a woman talks with a man, she often feels as though he isn't really listening, or that they aren't really having a conversation, right? And a man often doesn't understand what the woman really wants from him. What's her point? He wonders. Where is this conversation going? How many of you feel that this sounds familiar? Okay, most of you. Well, Tannen points out that we can understand this difference in communication better when we examine how men and women view friendship. Okay, for a woman, her best friend is someone she can be close with and talk to. They talk in detail about everyday events in their lives. They share feelings and secrets. Talking gives women a chance to better understand their world and themselves. For a man, talking is generally more straightforward. It's about giving and getting facts. Men generally don't base their friendships on talking, but on doing, getting together with buddies, playing sports, or going places. Men will often put down a woman's need to talk with her close friend about a subject in great detail. They don't understand how women can put up with such long conversations. Okay, so who here agrees with Tannen's ideas?